This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. In Florida, public school students from 3rd through 12th grade are preparing to take the Florida Standards Assessment this spring. The test has drawn scorn from some parents, teachers, administrators, even lawmakers. Yet it remains the key measure of how schools are graded, kids promoted, and teachers evaluated. As we continue our Southern Education Desk series, Taking on Tests, Lynn Hatter of WFSU reports some parents and children are protesting by opting out.
Very unusual because we can't get
about 20 people have come out for one of the Leon County School District's community conversations, but at least a quarter of them are school district officials.
There are a lot of teachers that are putting that kind of pressure on those students or those parents.
In Florida, there's no such thing as opting out of a state exam. All public school students must take them. The Florida Department of Education uses a series of codes to record tests that end up without a score, though, and that could be for a range of reasons. One of those codes, NR2, is used when tests are incomplete, a popular move for opt-outers. The Orlando Sentinel reported there were 20,000 of those exams last year, up from 5,500 in 2014. That's still a small fraction of the 1.7 million kids who are tested each year. According to fairtest.org, New York led the nation with more than 220,000 kids refusing exams, and Louisiana recorded 5,000. Opt-out proponents like Orlando's Cindy Hamilton say despite small numbers overall, the movement is growing.
We're here to protest. Protesting isn't supposed to be comfortable. This is civil disobedience. It's protest. Mm-hmm. We're here to fight for something. We're here to fight against something.
The Opt-Out Florida Network links local groups together and had recently published a detailed guide for refusing Florida exams. The length families go to keep their kids from being tested is intense, from staying home throughout the testing period to breaking the seal on the exam but not filling it out. Opt-Out Leon's Beth Overholt says those moves are not without risks.
You know, a lot of people opt out by keeping their child at home, and I've heard that. Beth, just keep your kid at home. Well, then you run into the truancy issue, and I don't want it to be the secret handshake. Beth, we know your child's opting out, so they're not going to get in trouble. They're not going to have a truancy issue if you keep them home through all the testing windows. It should be a little more clear.
Anything the state deems as an excessive absence could end up with a family having to fight it out in court. And parent Kelly Hartsfield says she ran into confusion from teachers at her children's schools when she tried to keep her kids from taking Florida's exams.
I still had to go pick up my kids because they would not provide any kind of alternate environment for them. And last year, it was no issue.
You know, what keeps kids in school every day is their love of their teachers, their love of music, and love of school. And those are things that we've tried to reinforce.
Last year, only 18 Leon County students opted out of the tests. Leon County School Superintendent Jackie Pons has long derided the way Florida uses standardized tests to grade schools and districts, and more recently, teachers. And he's no fan of the Florida Standards Assessment. Pons says he wants to work with opt-out parents to develop a way for principals and teachers to handle families that choose to opt out. But he says he'd prefer they take the test.
And some of the students that don't end up testing are some of my best students. You know, I know that. So that's kind of a selfish thing, I would tell you. But I'd like to have them in there if I could. So I would say that. So I'm being totally honest with you. You know, I'd love to have them do it. But I do understand.
Schools, districts, and teachers are judged and rated based largely on those assessments. Students can be promoted or retained based on their performance. Good scores yield more money, so districts have an incentive to test. But it's that same emphasis that's frustrated parents. Judging the size of the opt-out movement is tricky. Since there's no such thing as opting out, come later this spring when scores come back, education watchers will be counting the number of codes like NR2 and NT. Those could suggest whether a kid opted out of the exam. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Lynn Hatter.
This report is supported with a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.